Choosing a news story for a program.
Ah, this one looks good. It's about some kidnappers who copied their idea from a television show.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. So, what exactly did they do?
Apparently, four Chinese men kidnapped a Shanghai business executive outside his home, but they used toy guns so no one was hurt.
Yeah, but did they get caught?
Yeah, they've been arrested. They asked for a huge ransom.
Yeah, but what's interesting is they copied the idea from a TV show. What does it say about that?
Well, it says the ringleader had watched a program about a man who kidnapped someone, for the ransom, obviously, because he couldn't find a job. It seems to be saying that they got the idea from the plot of the show.
Yeah, but it's just a crime story, isn't it?
Well, remember, it's just a starting point. It could lead on to a report into the influence of TV on real life.
Yes, yes. And there are other stories about people who've copied plots from TV shows. I think it's good.
Yeah, okay. So it's got potential. What's yours about?
Oh, it's about a startup that are using commercial VR headsets to make company training programs. Hang on. Oh, yeah, look. That's the Oculus Rift. A mate of mine has one and uses it for gaming. It's really good fun, actually.
Yes, but what are the benefits for training programs? I mean, I can see how it can be used to train pilots, but not how it can be used in normal situations.
Well, I don't really get it. Apparently, it can even help people who work in supermarkets. They train you to use the till while under pressure from impatient and angry customers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, but it also talks about classroom training sessions. What I want to know is, how can something like that help you in a classroom?
No idea. Maybe you can sit in your room at home, and if you wear the headset, it's like you're watching a real presentation. You see the trainer and also all the other trainees around you. You can ask questions and all interact together.
Yeah, and I read about surgical training on VR systems once. Surgeons can practice their skills using virtual instruments, and there's no danger of them harming a patient. I mean, it sounds a bit science fiction, but it certainly is interesting.
Personally, I'd go for this one.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm not convinced. What's yours about?